Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
In America, we're so used to the idea of free speech that, you know, you can pretty much say anything you want, issue your opinions out loud, and, you know, not much happens to you. And so we've talked before about people who post reviews on, like, I don't know, Yelp or Google or someplace like that. And occasionally somebody will come after you because you posted something. They'll say, hey, that was defamatory. That was libelous. You harm my reputation. We talked about that before. But there's an interesting twist on this that's happening now. This is happening in Singapore. But you know what happens here. But the question is, what can you do about it? So Kevin sent me this. Thanks a lot, my friend. TheTakeOut.com. TheTakeOut.com is a website. They specialize in stories about restaurants. And they've got a story of Singapore. Dennis Lee wrote it. Restaurants sue competitor for tanking their businesses with one-star reviews. So they're arguing and saying, hey, look, these competitors of ours are writing one-star reviews about us in an attempt to hurt us to help their business. So they're now suing that restaurant owner, saying that he's responsible for this, and they're asking for collectively about $120,000. So Yahoo News reports this as well. Two Singaporean restaurants are suing a third for a total of $120,000 U.S. After alleging online harassment. I'm certain that the lawsuits in their country are using their currencies, but the translations all say 120 U.S. A Japanese restaurant and a restaurant called The Social Outcast have both requested monetary compensation from a Japanese restaurant nearby. The businesses are demanding money for significant damage to their reputations and for emotional and mental distress. The restaurants allege in their court filings that an employee of the Japanese restaurant, or perhaps employees, plural, created fake accounts on Google and Facebook to talk trash about these two restaurants. Oh my gosh, fake accounts on Google and Facebook. Can you imagine that? The owner of one of the restaurants told Yahoo that a slew of one-star reviews started piling up on Google starting in May. At first, the restaurant brushed off the negative reviews, but as they started adding up, the man went so far as to upload a video on Facebook apologizing for what he thought was bad service. He thought, well, maybe my restaurant is doing something wrong. So he apologized. The poor reviews kept coming. He said, every few days, every morning, I wake up, there's another one-star review. And after taking a closer look at the matter, he realized that the negative reviews had come from a group of 8 or 9 users who at the same time had been giving glowing 5-star reviews to the Japanese restaurant. So somebody goes on and they trash his restaurant, but they love this Japanese restaurant. They trash the other restaurant, they love the Japanese restaurant. And it just appeared to be an odd coincidence. The Social Outcast restaurant found a similar pattern of harassment that started with a racial slur in the comments on a Facebook video. The offending user then went on to post negative reviews of the Social Outcast as well. Now, the guy who runs the Japanese restaurant admitted to the wrongdoing on Facebook and issued an apology to the two businesses, claiming this is all due to a rogue employee acting on their own. But the negative reviews kept coming. Now, lawyers are involved, and both of the restaurants are looking to end the harassment along with monetary compensation for the loss of the business. One of them says, I don't see this turning out well for him, referring to the Japanese restaurant owner, but we'll have to see how it plays out. In the meantime, take a close look at any one-star restaurant reviews you might encounter and take some of the more outlandish ones with a grain of salt. And I've mentioned this before, that I don't put much faith in online reviews at all. I don't care. And it's interesting. I've mentioned before, you know, you can go and look at the reviews for anything, and you can find people who love it, people who hate it. Worst experience I ever had, greatest thing that ever happened to me. And you look at this and go, okay, can they both be right? Is it possible? Now, I suppose it's possible that if you have a large restaurant, like say a chain, say an Italian restaurant that serves lasagna that's fresh, it's possible that one person can go there and get the lasagna out of the microwave that had been cooked properly, fresh, and it would be fine. And somebody else might go there and get it while it's still frozen in the center because it hadn't been microwaved properly. That's possible. But when you see a highly competitive marketplace and there's reviews all over, it does make you wonder. And I suspect that within 3 minutes of the first review site going live, somebody thought, hey, I can review my competitor. And so who knows how many of the reviews are accurate. I've also heard stories, I've seen documentaries on it, about famous review sites in America that will actually contact business owners and say, hey, do you know you've got some bad reviews on our site? Business owner either says, yeah, I do, or no, I don't, or whatever. They go, well, for a fee, we'll help you fix that. And then people wonder, well, wait a second. They're going to make money off the fact that there's bad reviews on their website? Who's to say they didn't put them up? And I've heard people say they think that's what's happening. I don't know. So I learned a long time ago that when it comes to restaurants or businesses, things of that nature, ask around. And when you go onto an internet rating service, Yelp, Google, or whatever, all bets are off. You don't have any idea who any of these people are who are reviewing it. And if you do, get back to what I said and just ask somebody. And I can't tell you how many times I've been in a small town. I love driving all over the place, just all over Michigan. I'll be in some small town at a store buying something. And I'll say, by the way, are there any good restaurants nearby? And now you might say, Steve, they might give you a bad review too. They might actually send you to their friend who's got a horrible restaurant. They might. But at least I can see the person face to face. I can make a judgment. Do I trust this person or not? I'm buying something from them. Maybe they're going to be good to me because I'm being good to them. Maybe. And if nothing else, it's a step above a total stranger. Because there are things on the internet that are completely false. 100% false. Where somebody creates a fake account and then creates a fake organization and then goes on and creates a fake Facebook account. And I mean, there's all kinds of things like that. Where it looks like there's a whole group of people behind something. It's actually one person sitting in an internet cafe in Croatia. I mean, who knows? You know? So at least when I'm at the counter of a business, okay, in Ubly, Michigan, and I say, are there any good restaurants nearby? I'm at least looking at some. They're a real person. And they can say, I don't know. They can say, McDonald's. I mean, but it at least is a little more than the totally anonymous thing. And I've seen rating sites. Amazon is hilarious for this. You can go onto Amazon and look at anything. Look at a blender. Go look up a blender on Amazon. Find a blender with the most ratings. I'm talking about the thing that you put on a kitchen counter and you throw stuff in there and it grinds it all up. Okay, a blender. Look up the ratings on blenders and look up the descriptions and the reviews of blenders. And you're going to find people who describe a blender as if it saved their life. And you're going to find somebody else who describes a blender like it's Satan. And you're like, it's just a blender. You put it on your counter, you press a button. Either it blends or it doesn't, you know? So I've discovered that I've bought things off Amazon and I've read the reviews. And I've discovered that some of the reviews were clearly not true. And it works both ways. And I've had people say, this is the greatest thing I've ever owned. I get it, it doesn't work. Or I bought something, I later go back and look, and they go, don't buy this, it doesn't work. Mine works fine. So the weird part is, while I'm giving you the admonition that you shouldn't rely on these reviews, they're there. And unfortunately, enough people do rely upon them to where if you go and trash somebody enough, you can harm their business. Now, in America, the standard to go after somebody is quite high because you've got to prove that the statements were objectively false. We talked about that before. And you have to identify who the person is and so on. Here, we're talking Singapore. And what the laws are in Singapore, I don't know. For all I know, you get caned. I don't know. All bets are off. But the point is that lawsuits have been filed. Someone's got to hire attorneys or barristers or whatever they hire in Singapore. And they're going to have to actually defend these cases. Win or lose, it's going to cost them money. So restaurants sue competitor for tanking their business with one-star reviews. From thetakeout.com, Kevin sent it. Thanks a lot. Questions or comments? Put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. They're not opinions if they're right.